Yes, that lying form's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Yeah,
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 202 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you. I got you for the next 3 hours as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Rami back with us on the other side taking your calls at 888-808-1019. And I'm sure we'll still talk about the Torpedo Bats, but after the Yankees' offensive explosion and the New York Mets struggling to get offense and all the pressure on Pete Alonso after three days, last year he hit the biggest home run of the season, of a magical season. Pete Alonso hit the biggest home run against the now Yankee closer Devin Williams in Milwaukee, which everyone scores runs against Milwaukee now. The biggest home run of the year, has a great playoff, three games in. All the pressure in the world on Pete Alonso. Well, now he's hitting behind Juan Soto, and I can't take it. We can't watch this all year. You know, the person behind Juan Soto has got to be a dynamic hitter. He had Judge last year. You know, he asked for protection when he spoke in one of the initial meetings with Cohen. Like, Pete Alonso has got to be the guy. Whoever's behind Juan Soto's there. It's three games in, and I know we had some fun, and the Yankee fans had some fun overreacting to three games. But three games in, to have this feeling like Pete Alonso better damn well come through, like, it just makes me laugh. Oh, he needed this. Oh, God, they needed it, and they got it. 10 runs. They beat Miami 10-4, and Pete Alonso, yes, in the fifth inning of a 2-1 game after Siri doubles in Acuna, and then the manager, Clayton McCullough, of the Miami Marlins, I have no idea what the hell he's doing. He's got a left-hander ready to bring in against Soto. He doesn't. He allows Quantrill to face Soto. He walks Soto. And then he allows him, obviously, because you're going to leave him in. You're leaving him in because you want to face Pete Alonso. And I guess that was the thought, right? Why attack? I'm probably going to end up walking Soto anyway, because I'm not going to attack him, so I might as well walk him with my right-hander and have him available for Pete Alonso. But my point is, like, and then obviously Pete Alonso comes through with the line drive opposite field grand slam. Like, so many of his home runs were hit last year in the postseason. He was really trying to drive the ball the other way, and it was actually very reminiscent of, and they showed the replay of his first ever career home run in that ballpark back in 2019. But I look at this, and I am baffled by the quick nature. I know the offense struggled, right? And I understand that certainly early on, Lindor has these terrible months of April. We'll get into Lindor, what kind of bats he uses. You're never gonna guess what kind of bat Lindor's been using. We'll get to it at 888-808-1019. But obviously, congratulations to Francisco and his family as they just welcomed in birth of a new child. So he was out of the lineup today. But you know, this offense has been struggling early on in the season, and you'd like to get it going, and there's a lot of pressure to this year. And because you are now with the big boys, and I heard Keith talking about this, is now that you are, you know, big brother or whatever you want to call it, clearly one of the better teams in baseball with one of the richer owners who had the most successful offseason, and now you're expected to win at a high level, and you can't lose the opening series, and you certainly can't come into Miami and lose to the Marlins. So, yes, there was a little bit of pressure, as much as there can be, in Game 4 of the season for the New York Mets. But the idea that there's no trust behind this lineup that was still pretty damn good last year, and there was no faith in Pete Alonso, who the fan base desperately wanted to bring back. I know, because I talked to you. Maybe there were some. There was the occasional person, for the most part, who thought maybe he wasn't worth a big contract, a long-term deal. You know, he's not that great defensively. He's just okay. I know he's great with the scoop, but his body type, how long does it last? He wasn't very clutch last year, all that stuff. But for the most part, the fan base was desperate to bring him back after he brought the season to life. I understand that Lindor was great. Lindor hits the home run against the Atlanta Braves in the first game of that doubleheader to send them to the playoffs. Lindor hits the home run against Philadelphia to win that series and send them to the NLCS. But Pete Alonso's home run against Milwaukee is what made this all possible. Otherwise, we feel a hell of a lot different about this Met team, even with Juan Soto. The ride doesn't feel the same. Nothing about last year feels the same if they go out with a whimper and lose games 2 and 3 in Milwaukee of the wild card round. That was an enormous home run. And then he went on to have a pretty damn good postseason, and then everybody wanted him back. And within 3 games of a subpar entire offense, not just Pete Alonso, everybody not named Juan Soto did not hit for the first series in Houston against 2 damn pretty well good pitchers. And then the 3rd game, there's no excusing to be 1 hit. But besides that, nobody hit. Not Nimmo, who comes through with a home run in this game. Not anybody. And the offense kind of exploded after that grand slam. Marte, obviously earlier in the game with a home run. You get the home run from the catcher. You get, you know, a kind of just an overall offensive explosion where they score 10 runs. Torrens hits one off of a glove. But in that moment, and I understand the idea because the Yankees dealt with it all of last year, and they deal with it every day now with Aaron Judge. The great player needs protection. And the thing with Juan Soto is, and I've been saying this from the second they got him, and we talk about protection, and there are stupid Yankee fans, or any kind of fan, who wants to talk about Soto needs protection to be Soto. Let's see what Soto looks like next year without Aaron Judge. That is absolute crap. Juan Soto is one of the great players in this league. He's one of the best hitters I've ever seen. And he's going to take his walks no matter who's behind him. He's not going to feel like he needs to do anything. It's not about protection. He's going to play his game because that's how those guys play. Yeah, maybe on opening day was he a bit excited and swung at a slider. Okay, you can live with that. But for the most part, on a day in and day out basis, Juan Soto is going to look at balls. He is going to take his walks. And it's going to be up to whoever's behind him, whether it's Pete Alonso or at any point Vientos or whoever else, Nimmo, whoever they decide to put behind behind Juan Soto, is going to get opportunities to come through. And Juan Soto is going to be great in front of him. We know this. He doesn't need anybody behind him. He's going to be great. He's going to play his game. He's going to get on base. That's what he does best. He might hit 40 home runs, and he did it for the Yankees last year, and he might drive in 100. But what Juan Soto does best is understand the strike zone at a level that we don't see very often. Barry Bonds, Ted Williams, these are the guys who understand the strike zone as well as Juan Soto. So 3 games in, when the offense, besides Juan Soto, is all ice cold, the idea that the onus was on Pete Alonso after he saved your season last year and you all booed the owner at Met Day when he was trying to give you the honest assessment of where the contract negotiations were. And it wasn't necessarily booing him. We've had that discussion. But anyway, the point being, you booed what he had to say about possibly not bringing back Pete. You all wanted him. And then 3 days in, oh, God, he needed that. I don't know if he needed it 3 days in, but obviously, yes, whoever is behind Juan Soto is going to have to come through, much like right now it's been Jazz for the Yankees, needs to come through behind Aaron Judge. There's no doubt about it. That's going to be a huge component of this Met lineup because Juan Soto is going to take his walks. Juan Soto's not going to swing at balls. And we saw the way they handled it tonight, 3 games in. Like, they're not going to bring in the lefty to attack Juan Soto because you know what? They'll probably end up walking him anyway. And now, with the new rules of baseball, although they're not that new, the lefty would have to face Alonso. That's what Juan Soto does. Juan Soto impacts how the managers think. And I thought the manager pulled a rock in this one. But that's how good Juan Soto is. And so whoever's behind him hitting for protection is clearly important. And Juan Soto said it after opening day that he has no problems taking his walk because he knows Pete Alonso's behind him, who's a big-time power hitter. And the idea that, you know, it's funny because I was talking about this with Rami too. Like, the playoffs and baseball fans are very funny to me because all we talk about is how important the postseason is. And that's it. Right? Has he done it in the postseason? I say Judge is the best offensive player in baseball, and I can see all of you scurrying to your phones right now or to social media to call me an idiot or to specify, yeah, okay, in the regular season, because all that matters is the postseason, and he's done nothing in the postseason, so I don't care what he does in March. I don't care what he does in April. I don't care that he's hit 4 home runs in the first 3 games of the year. Talk to me in October. And yet Pete Alonso hits a freaking enormous home run to save your season. To get you to that NLDS where you take on Philadelphia, hits home runs for you there as well. And yet, 3 games in, oh man, Pete Alonso, better. I'm tired of watching this crap. So it doesn't matter. The point is, when I'm watching the game, I expect you to come through or you're a bum. And Pete Alonso came through with a big hit, and he did need it. And everybody needs it. And they need to score some runs and break a game open and have a little bit of a laugher. And not, you know, be in threat of losing a series with Alcantara on the mound later today. So it was a big hit, and I expect many more. Because I think what you're going to see is a lot of guys on base for Pete Alonso. And I know Pete Alonso did not have the most productive regular season and wasn't very clutch. And that's probably a lot of why the fan base thinks he needs it. I understand that. The last time you saw him in clutch moments, he was great for you in the biggest clutch moments you could possibly have. But last year, there's no doubt, throughout the course of the regular season, it was a down year for him. And particular in moments like yesterday in the 5th inning with bases loaded, those are the moments he was not coming through all year long. And the importance of who hits behind Juan Soto amps up the pressure even more. But here's the fact of the matter. Pete Alonso, although not being an all-around great hitter, and I'm still not sure what batting average he'll have or what on-base percentage he's having, but he is going to hit a ton of home runs. And right now he is in a, and I wouldn't move him. I don't care, and I don't care if he continues to struggle. I know he came through yesterday. We'll see if that's kind of, you know, we hear the term all the time, the monkey off the back. I can't imagine that guy hits a go-ahead home run in the wild card game to save the Mets' unbelievable season that might have led to them getting Juan Soto, but he needs to come through in game 4 of the year against Miami to really feel relieved. I can't imagine that, but maybe this will be the straw that broke the camel's back, the monkey off the back, or any other back expression you like. But I'm just telling you this. Pete Alonso is going to have a monster season if they hit him 4th or 3rd behind Juan Soto every day, because Juan Soto gets on base at as good a clip as anybody in baseball this side of Aaron Judge. And with him on base and with the power of Vientos, and we saw Nimmo hit a home run, the rest of this Met lineup, they're going to attack Pete Alonso because, as dangerous as he isn't the greatest of hitters. He isn't an average hitter. He might be a 240 hitter. He might be someone you can pitch to and make good pitches to and get him out. He is not a world-class hitter. He is a slugger. And if he does what he normally does, and I fully expect it, if he is playing a full season, he's going to have 40 home runs. He's going to drive in a ton of runs. He's going to have home runs in big spots. He's going to strike out in big spots. But when you look back at the course of the year, he's going to hit more than 40. He's going to drive in more than 100. And he's going to come through more often than you think in these big spots, because that's what Pete Alonso has done his entire Met career, including last postseason. So, yes, it was a big moment for him because you need that. It was a big moment for the Mets. You don't want to lose this opener of this series to Miami with Alcantara on the mound tomorrow and the way you've been hitting. It was nice to have a little bit of a run explosion and kind of put to bed the narrative of this team can't hit, at least for a day, because you know how narratives change around here. Now we have a brand new narrative. Pete Alonso's a monster. But I fully expect, I think it's a great spot for him. I think right now he's absolutely the guy who should be hitting behind him. And I think as long as he does, he is going to have as good a season, run production-wise, as he's ever had in his career, because that's who Juan Soto is. And whoever hits behind Juan Soto is going to have that benefit. And Pete Alonso is going to run into enough home runs where he's going to have a ton of RBIs, And when you look back on it, it's going to feel a hell of a lot better than last year. And I wasn't overly concerned about it. I knew it was coming. And this Grand Slam last night, I don't know what it's changed for you. For me, it solidified the idea that Pete Alonso is going to have a monster year. And that's the effect of Juan Soto. The effect of Juan Soto isn't just how good he is, the production he will provide. It's what it does for the lineup. It's what it does to the opposing manager. It's the fear of Juan Soto and the ability he has to not expand the zone. And that's why opening day was so surprising, because he doesn't swing at those type of sliders against Hader that he did in game one. And you're going to see it, and we've seen it the rest of the series, right? Taking the walk the other night in front of Pete when Pete pops up in the ninth. And instead today, instead of popping up, Pete hit a bullet over the right center field wall for a grand slam that led to a big victory for the Mets. But I would still tell you, you could argue Peterson is as important as anybody else in this game. 9 strikeouts. He had a bunch of check swings. He had them off balance the entire game against the Miami Marlins. They're not world beaters, although they did have a good opening series to their season. But he looked really good. Down in the zone, the slider was dipping down in the zone. He had people looking. He had funky swings. He had a lot of check swings. And honestly, right now, I understand Pete Alonso is going to be the story, and I understand that home run and the offense, and we all want offense, especially now with the torpedo bats. And I saw Ellie De La Cruz use it for the first time yesterday and hit 2 home runs and drove in 7 runs with it. And I know we're all about offense right now, and clearly the driving force of this team will be its offense. And right now, with even when Lindor out yesterday, Lindor, Soto, Pete, Vientos, to me, and throw in Nimmo, like that's the crux of the team. That's the heart of the team. That's what's going to make this team go. But early on, the starting pitching has been in line with what it was last year. And I think you could argue that what you saw from Peterson, what you saw from Griffin Canning, and what you saw from McGill, and obviously on a lesser extent, even what you saw from Clay, who wasn't terrible, like right now, this starting pitching is as good as it's been last year. And looks like if you combine that with the offense that's obviously coming, that's what you're hoping for as a Met fan. You're hoping that this rotation, along with what we saw from Edwin Diaz the other night, which was as good as we've seen him in the last 2 years, you've got a back end of the bullpen with Minter, Diaz, Buto, along with this rotation and the way it's throwing so far, still having guys coming back like Manaea. We're going to see Sanga for the first time against Alcantara tomorrow. And right now, this Met team is poised to have a really good year. That's what, there's no doubt about it. And same thing with Alonso. I think this is going to be a monster year, and to that point, I think this is the last year with the Mets. So enjoy it. Instead of getting on them after 3 games, and I know Sal's like, I can't take it, and I can't take the body language and all this crap. I get it. And you know how important that spot is behind Juan Soto, and you want to make sure that that spot is productive, and you need to come through. When he walks, you have to make them pay. We've said the same thing about Judge in this town forever. When he walks, you got to make him pay. When he walks, you got to make him pay. And how important the player is behind him. And I get all that. But take a second and enjoy it. Because now he's, 25 home runs away from tying the all-time record for New York Mets with Darryl Strawberry. And he is going to have, as long as he's healthy, he is going to hit 40 home runs. And he might very well drive in more runs than he has in his entire career. And if that happens, adios. This is the last run we are seeing of Pete Alonso. That's it. We are 4 games in. Enjoy it, because this is it. Because he is going to have a good year in front of behind Juan Soto. He's going to drive in a ton of runs, and he's going to go get a contract because he won't have a pick attached to him like he did this year, and someone's going to give him money with another year of 40 home runs, 100 RBIs. And that is almost a lock with him being healthy this year. So it's 1 home run. I don't know why he needed it so desperately. I think he would have been just fine without it, but it was a big hit. The Mets do score some runs. The Mets feel a little bit better about themselves as they take on a tough pitcher tomorrow. They're 2-2 in a division that has the Braves still yet to find their first victory. And right now they're coming off a good win, getting ready for tomorrow, as the Yankees will get ready for tonight as well against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we got both baseball teams. We'll still talk about the torpedo bats because the narrative is getting dumber and dumber. And I think we're all, well, I shouldn't even say that, because we're all coming to grips with the idea that it's not cheating. Everybody's doing it. And even if you listened to the Mets broadcast last night, you recognized how they feel about it, how Keith and Gary feel about it, and plus the idea that Lindor is using it this season and was using it at times last season. To go along with Stanton using it last season and the Cubs using it last season, like, this is not new. We'll get back into it as the real reason for the Yankee runs is finally coming into fruition and coming into vision, which is the Yankees have good hitters, and right now, the Milwaukee Brewers can't pitch. So we'll get to that. We'll get to some of the comments made by the New York Jets. Some I have a real problem with. So we'll get to that as well. The Devers situation and what's going on with the Boston Red Sox to have a little bit more fun as a Yankee fan. And we got another 2.5 hours to do it. 888-808-1019. Got you all the way to 5 o'clock in the morning right here on The Fan as we take you to the warm-up show. Mick Monagle here with you in the overnights. Back with your calls next on The Fan.